Okay, next is a meaning reframe. A meaning reframe. And a meaning reframe sounds like this. Whenever X happens, I respond Y. Or whenever this happens, I do this. And so in this case, I think what you want to do is you want to ask yourself, what else could this behavior mean? What else could this behavior mean? You could think of an opposite frame, or you could think of a different meaning. You could ask yourself, you could say to yourself, what in the world is it that this person hasn't noticed in this context? Like, you could call this person's attention in the same context. You could call this person's attention to something that would bring about a different meaning. And in that sense, that'll change the client's response. So a meaning reframe is best used in the case of a cause and effect, which she makes me feel bad, or a complex equivalence, as in she looked at me that way and that means X. In this case, what you're going to do is change the content. If you want to look at page 12, by the way, of the wall charts of the slides, slide number 72, it talks about the meaning reframe and gives you the specific language category that they're most useful in. And this is the case of a cause and effect and a complex equivalence. So all you want to do is ask yourself, what is an opposite frame? Or what's another frame that will change its meaning? If you change the content, or by having the client notice something they hadn't noticed, or you change the meaning of the behavior, you can also change the meaning itself, the meaning that it has to the client. And that's what we're essentially looking to do in a meaning reframe. Now, here's an example of a meaning reframe specifically. I had a client, come to me, and he said, my mother, this was the presenting problem, but the presenting problem was essentially, he came to me and he said, I have low self-esteem. This is one of our business clients. And he said, well, I'm doing okay in business, but I really, really, really have low self-esteem. And so we talked for about a half an hour. And after about a half an hour, he said, I said, so, you know, you're like, why do you think you have low self-esteem? And he said, my mother didn't love me because she always laid out my clothes when I was a kid and didn't give me any choice about what I was to wear. And so I sat there and congruently said to him, oh my God. And he goes, what? And I said, well, my mother never laid out my clothes. And I thought she wasn't paying attention to me, so I thought she didn't care. And of course, in the same way that the father of the daughter in the previous example, smoke came out his ears, his head started spinning around, and we were done, you know, essentially. Although we did do some interventions after that, clearly the meaning of the presenting problem to the client was significantly loosened up. It was significantly loosened up. So by changing the meaning, by asking him to notice, in this case, I asked the client to notice an opposite frame. And he got that, well, of course, the exact opposite could be true. And of course, someone loving you has little relationship to whether or not they actually lay out your clothes for you. So meaning reframe, different behavior, opposite frame, and the opposite blows the frame out of the water. So in other words, he got to see how I could feel the same way as he did with a totally exact opposite problem. So that's a meaning reframe.